The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So again, a really warm welcome to everybody. It's a pleasure to see you all, and including our furry friends there. I see Kai has a furry friend there. I don't know why, but this always makes me happy to see that. So today I wanted to start a little bit with a poem. And I like poems that have a little bit of whimsy and some wisdom to them. And I feel like this poem has a little bit of both too. So maybe I'll start with this and then kind of use that as a jumping off point. So the poet is Rosemary Traumer. And she has a practice of writing poetry every day. And she posts it on the website. And she's, I don't know if she would consider herself a Buddhist practitioner, but a lot of them have that kind of tone and that that kind of feeling or content too. So not specifically, but indirectly. And the name of this poem is called Sometimes, Like Today, We Remember. It's also the first line of the poem. Sometimes, like today, we remember that everyone, even the driver in the white Jeep who cut in front of you, yes, even the elegant woman in the dairy aisle, and the man who seems lost on the library steps, and the child sitting alone on the bench. Yes, everyone has a story. Fears and hopes and something to learn and someone they love and someone who's hurt them and someone they long to hold. And though their stories are mostly invisible, they're always more complex than whatever we project. And they're every bit as real as our own. The woman in the dairy aisle smiles at you. And though she is wearing diamonds in her ears, she looks lonely. Or is it you who is lonely? Is it all of us? All of us longing for someone to truly see us. And that driver you're cursing? Don't we all sometimes feel as if we need to move forward any way we can? And that boy on the bench, notice the empty seat beside him. Perhaps you could sit there too, in the sun. Who knows what might happen next? So this poem of just recognizing, you know, all those people that just doing life and cross our paths, maybe even fleetingly. But Rosemary Traumer here is talking about how we often are projecting things onto them, kind of like simplifying them and like, oh, this is a mean person, or oh, that's a generous person, or that's an impatient. You know, we sometimes like slap labels on just maybe not in a mean way, but maybe just as a shortcut way, and forgetting that, of course, they are not just that thing. They are not just impatient or mean or whatever it might be. Instead, that they have complex stories. And then Rosemary Traumer writes, the woman in the dairy aisle smiles at you. And though she is wearing diamonds in her ears, she looks lonely. Or is it you who is lonely? Kind of recognizing that how we sometimes are projecting onto others what we ourselves are feeling, or maybe we don't even know that we feel, or that we have a one particular way, a lens that went through which we're viewing all of our experiences, and maybe not really seeing people. And that Rosemary Trummer says, well, all of us longing for someone to truly see us. What would it be like? What would it be like if we were to truly see others? Maybe we can't see them deeply, or I don't even know what that means exactly, to truly see somebody. But to see people as, you know, complex, rich, dynamic, they have better moments, they have worse moments, they have sick, they get sick, they have headaches, you know, and so sometimes we might interact that with them in the way in which they're not showing up in the best way. But what would it be like to show up for the people and to allow them to be who they are, and for us to appreciate and to recognize that there's a depth there, that there's a fullness there that all of us have, everybody has. We all have these stories, these experiences. And can we use that, this recognition of their fullness, as to support our loving kindness? To recognize, just like me, they wish to be happy. Just like me, they wish to be safe. They wish to be healthy. They wish to have ease. They wish to be loved and to love. And that boy on the bench, notice the empty seat beside him. Perhaps you could sit there too in the sun. Who knows what might happen next? I love this way that Rosemary Trummer, the way that she ends this, like, who knows what might happen next? Because sometimes when we're just using this shorthand way to interact with people, or, you know, categorize them or something like this, we do that as a way because we want to predict what's going to happen next. Like, oh, this is a mean person, so probably the next thing that comes out of their mouth is going to be mean. But if we kind of like open to what's happening, then who knows what might happen next? If we kind of like allow the possibility, or allow things to unfold, and allowing ourselves to be surprised. Sometimes we don't like to be surprised. We like to, you know, feel like we have everything under control and we know what's going to happen. But to allow ourselves to be surprised, maybe it provides or requires a little bit of confidence that whatever unfolds next, that it'll be okay. It'll be okay. This is also where some loving kindness practice can help us, to know that if we can meet others, meet ourselves with some open-heartedness, and no matter what else happens, there can be some okayness about it. Maybe I'll just read this poem again, and then we'll start our meditation. Sometimes, like today, we remember that everyone, even the driver in the white Jeep who cut in front of you, yes, even the elegant woman in the dairy aisle, and the man who seems lost on the library steps, and the child sitting alone on the bench. Yes, everyone has a story, fears and hopes and something to learn and someone they love and someone who's hurt them and someone they long to hold. And though their stories are mostly invisible, they're always more complex than whatever we project. And they're every bit as real as our own. The woman in the dairy aisle smiles at you. And though she is wearing diamonds in her ears, she looks lonely. Or is it you who is lonely? Is it all of us? All of us longing for someone to truly see us. And the driver you're cursing? Don't we all sometimes feel as if we need to move forward any way we can? And that boy on the bench? Notice the empty seat beside him. Perhaps you could sit there too, in the sun. Who knows what might happen next? So maybe we can slide into a meditation in that poem. Taking an alert, upright posture. But also a posture that has some ease and comfort. So not stiff. And resting the awareness. We'll begin with the sensations of breathing. Noticing the stretching, the expanding that happens with the in-breath. And the contraction or the falling, maybe, that happens with the out-breath. Rising and falling, contracting, expanding. Just feeling into the movement associated with breathing. Allowing the rhythm of the breath to maybe be a little bit like a soothing, a little bit like a massage in some kind of way, maybe even a little bit like a lullaby or sitting in a rocking chair. All these ways in which the rhythm can support us. When the mind wanders, we just very gently, simply begin again the sensations of breathing. Maybe we feel this rhythm of the breath primarily in the chest or abdomen, but maybe also other parts of the body that are moving, swaying, rocking with the breath. and then to begin our loving kindness practice. We'll begin with a lovable being, bringing to mind somebody for whom it's easy to feel love, care, warmth. Somebody for whom you just naturally or effortlessly feel the warm-heartedness. And then to help us support cultivating loving kindness, you can say some phrases. While having them in mind, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can we feel the connection with this lovable being? It might be connecting through an image of the lovable being, seeing them in the mind's eye. Or maybe it's a feeling of openness or spaciousness in the heart or mind in some kind of way. Feel the connection and the sense of goodwill. Care. Maybe it's helpful to repeat the phrases to keep the connection vibrant. Or maybe with the quiet, there's a way that you can tune in a little bit easier. to this sense of goodwill that is being sent in some kind of way to the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And can we extend this same loving kindness, the same warm-heartedness to ourselves? In the same way, perhaps bringing an image of ourselves, or maybe just the felt sense of sitting here now. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can we really extend some warmth, some love, some kindness to ourselves? Some people like to use an image of themselves when they were younger. We find that a little bit easier. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Maybe there's a sense of well-being or quiet ease in your experience. If so, can you maybe tune into that and allow it to support you? Maybe be a foundation or a fountain. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness even further. For neutral people, people we don't know, people we don't have a relationship with. Can we extend some warm-heartedness to them? If you can, it can be helpful to bring to mind the person that maybe you see in the neighborhood or the grocery store. Without straining to find a mental image. And to extend loving kindness to them. Reading a little bit from the poem. Sometimes, like today, we remember that everyone, even the driver in the white Jeep who cut in front of you, yes, even the elegant woman in the dairy aisle, and the man who seems lost on the library steps, and the child sitting alone on the bench. Yes, everyone has a story. Sometimes it's helpful to say the phrase, just like me, this person wishes to be safe. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy. Just like me, this person wishes to be healthy. just like me. This person wishes to live with ease. Maybe we can feel the connection, even though we don't know them. Everyone has a story, fears and hopes, and something to learn, and someone they love, and someone who's hurt them, and someone they long to hold. And though their stories are mostly invisible, they're always more complex than whatever we project. And they're every bit as real as our own. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness to all beings. Everyone has a story. Can we extend it to all beings everywhere? This requires some imagination or maybe just some general positive radiation, if you will, of some goodwill, kindness, to whomever floats in our mind, to whomever is we encountered today or will encounter later today. And then to end this meditation, we can feel our feet on the ground and feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this topic, this idea that everybody has a story, and can we recognize that sometimes when we are collapsing down like the whole story that somebody has into just one moment, one thing that they say or one thing that they do, and instead to remember that we don't know the exactly what's happening for them at that moment. And so can we allow ourselves to meet whatever it is that they might be doing, but to meet it with some open-heartedness and to give people the benefit of the doubt. To recognize that just like us and just like the driver of the white Jeep in this poem, that this feeling like, well, they're just trying to move forward in any way they can. Sometimes we're like this too. So now it could be nice to talk about some of these ideas with others. So I'd like to create some breakout rooms where you'll have an opportunity to discuss this idea, maybe the poem in particular, or the idea more in general, of how sometimes we project onto people something, or we don't see them completely. We just kind of like see on the surface or that moment that we interact with them. And we forget that, of course, everybody has a full, rich story behind them that can help us appreciate and connect with this the richness of their story. It's just like us. They, of course, want to be happy and... Oh, so Zoom is a little bit different. Oh, no, it isn't. I was got a little bit confused there. Trying to... Okay, so this, you can... It's nice to have just like say one or two things and then to have them... And then to go around the, things are moving around, but that's okay. That's okay. That it can be nice to the first person just to share one or two points, and then it goes to the second person, and they share one or two things, and then it goes to the third person, and they share one or two things. And some of you will be in a group of three, and some in a group of four. And then have it come back around again, so that it you can learn from each other, as opposed to just one person speaks a little bit of a monologue and then the next person does a monologue and then the next person. So this is artificial. It's contrived. It's not like the usual way of having a conversation, but it's a way in which together you can create something new and can create the an opportunity to learn from each other and to see something together. Okay, so let's do this by we'll just do it by screen name, alphabetical order. So if your screen name starts with the letter A, you'd go first, and Z would go last. And we have about 13 minutes, so enjoy. So welcome back. Welcome back. Does anybody have something they'd like to share or something they'd like to say or that was in the breakout group? Trevor, yes.
I just wanted to say, yeah, just thank you very much for tonight. There was just a lot inside that really, really connected. And you kind of repeating that poem over and over again really help bring some things to the surface in a really wholesome way that would otherwise be very panicked and averse. And I haven't been having a regular practice so much, and it's I look forward to being here every weekday. So thank you.
Great. Thank you, Trevor. Thank you. And we're happy to have you here. Right? This is what a difference it makes, right? To have a little bit of a community to kind of like help support a practice, a regular practice. And here we are, right? All supporting each other. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Trevor. Does somebody else have something they'd like to say? Claire.
Thank you. I think there was a fair amount of unanimity in our group. And a feeling that, the three out of the four of us come pretty regularly, and that our perceptions have been shifting very gradually. But I think we all have experienced that, which is interesting and nice. Certainly been good for me. I also personally shared that I got a dog right before the pandemic, and walking in New York City, you have to walk your dog. I have met so many people, and the story sort of tied in with my experience of doing that and starting to discover people that I have never, I've lived here for many decades in the same building, and people I had no real awareness of their stories or who they were. And it's really been a wonderful sort of experience of, discovering all these wonderful people, which is lovely. But I love the poem. I thought it was just delightful. I'm going to keep it close to me.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, Claire. Choice. Yes, Diana.
I couldn't get the last name of the poet.
Trommer. Trommer. And she spells her name Rose Mary. And she spells Mary like Merry Christmas.
Oh, Rosemary.
We would never have gotten this. Trommer. Okay, thank you.
Yes. She has some lovely poems. She's really delightful. And every day, this is her practice. Every day she posts a new poem. Isn't that beautiful?
Very talented.
Very talented. Okay, so it's a delight to practice with you all. And wishing you all a wonderful rest of the evening. If you're here on this side of the continent, or even if it's later, if you're on the other side of the continent. So, and maybe we can unmute ourselves and say goodbye.
Thank you so much. This was
awesome. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sandra, I hope you come back.
Thank you so much.
Some of us will be in the middle of a blizzard tomorrow night, so we'll have a blizzard.
Be safe. I heard about New York getting all that snow. Be safe.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Diana.
Night.
Night.